Does thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen-Coop.
Hello and welcome to the Building a Better World podcast. My name's Sean Clausen-Coop. Welcome to episode number 11. In the last episode, I talked about the value of growing your own food and the many different benefits that there are, including drastic savings in your carbon footprint, your petroleum footprint, health savings, money savings, generally making the world a better place. In this episode, I'm starting on a series of episodes in which I talk about how to grow double the food with 1/10 of the effort. And that's because gardening is great, but you know, there's a lot of people who don't want to do the work. So we're going to start delving into that in this episode. Thanks for everyone who has shared the podcast with a friend or an acquaintance or a coworker or someone like that. And thanks to everyone who has left a review. I appreciate that. If you haven't done so, please do so. It really helps people find out about the show and, you know, learn more about things that can help them improve their lives and the lives of others as well. All right. So today I want to talk about double the food with 1/10 of the effort. And we have a giant chapter of this in our book, Building a Better World in Your Backyard. And this is just a small taste of that. So when we're talking about growing food, what we want to encourage as a primary example is the idea of an apple tree in somebody's backyard. You know, the apple tree is there. It probably doesn't really get watered. Nobody really takes care of it. And yet every year there's a huge supply of free food. We want more food like that, very little effort for a lot of output. And so that's the goal. A conventional garden is going to have a number of steps. And here's kind of a rough outline of what's going to be involved with that. You're going to start your seedlings, or you're going to pay somebody else to start your seedlings. You're going to prepare the soil in the spring. You're going to plant. You're going to irrigate. You're going to fertilize. Then you're going to do weed, insect, and fungus control. And then once all of that is done, after many, many, many months, you finally get to harvest. And then you get to clean up the beds in the fall. So over the next number of episodes, I want to go into a number of these different categories and talk about how we can drastically reduce or even eliminate these steps or the amount of work involved in these steps in a way that can help us grow more food with less effort. Today, I want to talk about the first couple, and that is starting seedlings and planting. And that is that there's a lot of work involved. Well, okay, if you go and buy the transplants from the store, you just got to go to the store and pick them up, but you have to pay for those. And in order to pay for those, you had to go work at a job, which does take time. Alternatively, you get these super flimsy plastic pots, or something like them. You plant something in it, you take care of it inside under like very careful conditions for a number of weeks. You harden them off, you slowly let them get used to the outside, and then finally you get to dig holes and put each of them in the ground. And what happens when you put them in the ground is the plants, like, if you think about nature, transplanting is not particularly common. It does occasionally happen. You know, if you have like a landslide or something, some plants are going to move. But like for most scenarios in nature, you're not going to have transplants. And so when plants all of a sudden get transplanted, they go into what's called transplant shock. And they're like, oh no, what's going on here? And it actually takes them weeks to recover and to start growing properly. And sometimes that's getting their roots in the right place, all sorts of different things involved. But they slow down to the point where if you had planted from seed outside, you might have actually had a plant in the end that was better. Another thing is that a lot of plants, so like a tomato plant, for example, has a tap root, which is a single thick root that goes into the soil, deep into the soil, to get extra nutrients and water. When you transplant a tomato, you lose the tap root, and it doesn't come back. And so you lose out on this extremely valuable resource that helps your plants get more nutrients and water every time you transplant. So like I said, nature doesn't really do the transplant thing. So I think my goal is going to be to drastically reduce the amount of transplants that I need to use. And most plants can just be replaced with direct seeding. So plant the seed straight in the ground. That'll get the job done just as well. And what actually a lot of gardeners have realized is that sometimes you'll have your, you know, you planted your tomato plants in one particular spot and they're doing okay. And then you look in another part of your garden and you're like, what the heck is that? That looks like a tomato plant. But I didn't plant a tomato plant there. And what happened is a bird brought a seed, or you know, maybe one fell, a tomato fell there last year or something like that. And now a tomato plant has grown up all on its own, and it's doing better than the ones that you coddled. And I think if it does so well like that, why not just do more of that? So I think introducing seeds that we want to introduce is step one. And then another big one is just allowing plants to reseed themselves and select for the traits that we want. And the great thing about that is that instead of then, like, if you buy a plant from the store and you plant it, it is adapted to somewhere. And that somewhere is not your property. If you select seeds and encourage self-seeding on your own property, you actually are selecting for plant varieties that do especially well in the exact conditions of your property. And so you're going to get plants that are better in your soil, your moisture, your temperature swings, all of those things, which helps grow the plants easier. They need less fertilizer, they need less water, and they need way less attention in general, and they produce more food. So really, save the work and go for that. And it can make a huge difference in the amount of work, especially when you consider the work in the spring. And a lot of the techniques that I'm going to be talking about over the next number of episodes are techniques that for the first year or two, it might still be a similar amount of work to a conventional garden. So for example, like you're still going to do some direct seeding. You won't have to do all of the coddling, the transplants, but you're still going to do some seeding. But once you get into year 3, 4, 5, you might get to the point where you're barely having to do any seeds. Maybe you just add a few every year because, you know, there's a new plant that you'd really like to have a part of your system, but otherwise it kind of takes care of itself. So that's just a sneak peek for you into one of the many ways that we can work with nature rather than against nature to grow our garden and reduce our footprints and grow delicious and healthy food. I'm going to leave it there for today. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about a method for growing raised beds, but a particular kind of raised beds that can drastically reduce, possibly even eliminate the need for irrigation and build amazing soil at the same time. If you're interested in that, please check out the next episode. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard instead of being angry at bad guys, please head out to buildingabetterworldbook.com. You can find out more about the book or purchase it there. All right, that's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a great day.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.